I was in the mind gym for 2 or 3 times a day, an hour a day for a year and a half. And I fell in love with the technology. But the first thing I always say is if the easiest thing to do is just come check it out. It's a fully controlled sensory chamber. It can be completely pitch black dark inside of the mind gym. It can make you feel like you're flying in a plane. It can make you feel like you're sitting in the middle of space. It has all these different environments. And then we add training on top of that. So Dr. Janelle McCauley, she's a PhD in the human sciences field. She's a retired Air Force pilot. And while she was active duty, she had discovered that there's a capability gap in her squadron. We're all prioritizing PT. We're all like training relentlessly. But I have people breaking down mentally, and we don't have resources for that. So she went to school, she got her PhD, she realized, okay, there are things that we can do to actually make ourselves psychologically more strong.
I'm Joe C. Mandel, and this is Raven Conversations. And today we're at the 194th Airman Care Center here on Camp Murray, and I'm talking with Brandon Murphy. You are from Lumina. And we are talking about the new mind gyms that we here on Camp Murray. And so, correct me if I'm wrong, we have this one here. We have one in the 81st, building 81.
Yep.
And then another one that's going to be on JBLM. That's Friday, the grand opening at the aviation facility.
Yeah, AASF-1.
So, brand new equipment for the Guard, first Army Guard to ever have the mind gym. And you're here to talk about it and what it is and how our soldiers and airmen can utilize it. So I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. This is so cool. Intro and background on yourself.
Yeah. So, my name's Brandon Murphy. I guess my title is I'm the Chief Revenue Officer for Lumina, our company. That just means that I'm responsible for all of our customers and making sure that we're implementing these things in the military in the proper way and making sure everybody's happy. So I like to come to all of these installations and see how it's being utilized, make sure all the people here are trained up on it and happy with it and know how to utilize it and then evolve the technology over time based on what we're hearing from the field.
Yeah.
My background is I'm the lifelong learner of things. I don't have any degree, but human sciences and performance is kind of the thing that I love the most. So it's an area of passion of mine before I even started working here. But the reason I have this job is because I was the first person to start utilizing the mind gym all the time. So years ago, before this was a real company, we had a strange box inside of a co-working space that the founder had been working on and tinkering on. And he threw me inside of the box, and it made a really profound impact on me. So then I tried it again, and I had this moment of, oh, wow, it's actually really hard for me to be alone with my thoughts for 30 seconds, nonetheless, maybe 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I'm a pretty disciplined person, you know, go to the gym, have the job, you know, very much like type A, a lot of the personalities in the military, similar thing. So I was like, okay, well, I gotta beat this out of me. So I was in the mind gym for 2 or 3 times a day, an hour a day for a year and a half. And I fell in love with the technology. So I told the founder of the company, like, give me any job. I'll take any job. You need somebody to clean these, I don't really care. So I joined the company 3 years ago, and kind of grew up through this, and I'm like the resident, the world's expert on mind gym technology, if you will. So
that kind of, I think a lot of people are like, okay, what is mind gym? They probably have never heard the term nor know what it is. So what is mind gym?
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer. So the first thing I always say is if the easiest thing to do is just come check it out. So if what I'm saying doesn't make sense, because it probably won't, is come try it out, have an open mind, give it a couple attempts before you make a judgment on it. But what it is it's a fully controlled sensory chamber. So what that means is it can be completely pitch black dark inside of the mind gym. It can make you feel like you're flying in a plane. It can make you feel like you're sitting in the middle of space. It has all these different environments. And then we add training on top of that. So just to give you a little background on like the company and how the mind gym came to be, because I think that helps kind of explain it. Is it was first just this crazy, weird, immersive thing. And then we got brought into the military through the innovation branch and said, hey, why don't you turn this into a way for operators to learn about how to make themselves more mentally fit? The idea being like maybe the modern day limiting factor for an operator isn't skills, it isn't weaponry, it isn't technology, we have all of that. But how are we encapsulating, defining, training our mental fitness, our mental resilience, our psychological resilience, all these words. So we built all these training experiences for people and then combine that with biomonitoring, brainwave monitoring, heart rate monitoring, so they can actually see, okay, I go through this protocol, how many reps does it take for me to see improvement in myself? For some people, it's one. For some people like me, clearly it took a year and a half. So it just totally depends person to person, but think of it like the thing that you use to make yourself more resilient to stress, and also the thing that's available for you when you're feeling burnt out, you're feeling like you need a reset, the Mind Gym has all these different things in there to help you. That's kind of like the high level, I guess, overview of what it is. Yeah.
So if you're a soldier airman, how do you even get started? Like, what do you have to do to be like, hey, I'm going to try the Mind Gym out? Yeah. What do they need to do?
Yeah, so there's going to be QR codes placed around your building. There's also these little wallet cards being placed around. So you just go online. You can also go to luminalabs.com/booking and find your installation and then reserve a time. And it's a self-service kiosk. So odds are, if you know how to operate a phone or a computer, you can figure out the Mind Gym on your own. If you don't, we have some numbers that you can call and some POCs within the building that can help you out. But yeah, you book an appointment, reserve the time so that you have it to yourself. You come up to the screen, you create an account, and then you find whatever protocol you want to do first, and you select that, hook yourself up to the headband if you want, hop inside this big box.
Which there's somebody inside right now, yeah, so that's right. Why we have not opened it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like a perfect chance for them to utilize it while we're talking.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So what, I mean, obviously you guys have probably, I sat through it, and I think just the I wouldn't say like the intro to Mind Gym.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it was. It was, here's what I can offer. Here's what I do.
That's what it's called, by the way. It's called Introduction to Mind Gym.
Oh, so, well, there yes, we go.
That's exactly what it nailed it.
So you guys probably have a lot of data of how this has been utilized, the benefits of it. So what are some of the benefits you guys have already seen with folks that have gone through and used Mind Gym?
That's a great question. Yeah, it's a long list. So I'll start at the beginning. The beginning, this Mind Gym was tested on the Explosive Ordnance as well as the squadron at Hill Air Force Base, the bomb squad people. And what we saw there was immediate effect in cognitive performance. So what we did is we measured their cognitive performance on their ability to do tasks quickly and accurately before and after a Mind Gym protocol. And we saw after one 20-minute session in the Mind Gym, on average, about a 30% increase in reaction time and an almost 9% increase in task accuracy. So depending on your job, that could be a life or death difference in, you know, decision making. Mm-hmm. So that's great. But then beyond that, on the behavioral side of the house, what we see is less stress, less road rage, better sense of purpose, you know, people regulating their emotions more effectively. People have come forward and said like, hey, I have, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, and this really helped me with that. There's all the kinds of different things from the behavioral side that I think are really impactful for people, because even, you know, in the military or not, everybody's super stressed out. Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing on the national level is our resilience to stress psychologically is going down generationally. So like, what do we do to help those people? Well, things like this, I think, are super helpful because it kind of fully immerses you and then gives you an opportunity to change your behavior, find a new thing that helps, gives you the biofeedback so you actually know like, oh, I didn't realize this, but 5 minutes of this breathing exercise, I brought my heart rate from 103 down to 76. That's really helpful because when I get bad news in my job, mm-hmm. I normally just, you know, go yell at somebody and freak out and take a couple laps and I don't know how to regulate.
Yeah. So
it just kind of depends. That's a great question. We have, if you go to our website, you can see all the different like testimonials that are on there that I'm probably forgetting, but there's a lot of really great stuff for people to be found inside of the Mind Gym. You just have to have an open mind for it to work.
Yeah. So, and as we're talking, I'm thinking about this question and, you know, and obviously somebody's probably watching this on their phone or on some device.
Yeah, right.
That is the one thing I will say it does pretty well right off the bat. It says, you know, if you have a device, phone, watch, whatever, make sure it's not, you know, you can't see it, because
yeah.
You want to be in that immersive environment. And it almost forces you to step back from what's happening and say, this is where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in this mind space for just a little bit of time.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up. Yeah, because our phones are really, they're great. Resources, they're great tools, but they've kind of hijacked our dopamine, our response system, and that makes it so that you're always like grabbing for it. You always want to have it in your hand. You don't even realize it. You open your phone, you open up Instagram, and it's like, wait, I was trying to get to my email, you know? So if you can separate yourself from that for a little while, what the Mind Gym does is it also opens you up to being more neuroplastic, which means learning new things, grabbing new skills. Anytime you learn something, you build a new neural pathway, and in order to do that, you have to do things like this. So that could mean getting great sleep, it could mean using the Mind Gym a lot, or both. But yeah, to your point, like getting some distance from devices, and that's why we have the big box, is because, especially in the military, we got a lot of screens going around, two phones, like we don't need more of that. We need less exposure to a bunch of, you know, stimulating devices. This thing is really cool and it seems like it's stimulating, mm-hmm. but it's really not. It's actually pretty low sensory, so it kind of feels like, you know, you get like a brain break when you're going through it. So yeah, I appreciate that you brought that up, because That covers on a lot of different things. And yeah, I want to double down on the neuroplasticity thing, because the Mind Gym offers like mindfulness-based training. So what that means, though, because a lot of people go, oh, mindfulness, they're like right over their head. But mindfulness is an ancient technique. Mm-hmm. Back to like Polynesian warriors, the Hakka, all that stuff is like rooted in mindfulness. We just didn't call it that then. And the reason that's important is because, and why we call them mental push-ups inside of the Mind Gym, what that means is every time your mind wanders, you bring it back to a cue, whether that's the sensation of your breath, whether that's a thought, whether that's a visualization, whatever it is. When you do that, that's a mental push-up. The more mental push-ups you do, the more neuroplastic you become, and then the better all these other things happen. You start acquiring skills faster, all kinds of stuff.
So yeah, you kind of bring up the people hear the term mindfulness, they think, oh, this is some wonky technology that's like new age.
Yeah.
But honestly, in sitting in here, and I can say this, there was a time where they were talking about, okay, the flicker of a fire, and mm-hmm. From caveman time. It honestly, when you soften your gaze and you kind of just take yourself from staring at something versus like just kind of letting it happen, it did kind of give you that kind of, you're in a room and there's a fire going. And then at one point I'm thinking to myself, this is like staring at the stars to
totally.
Me, right? You're outside, you're one with Mother Nature, and you're just like, I am going to just stare up at the sky. And that's exactly what it kind of felt like, but it's giving you that chance to do it during the day and kind of escape, right? You can be mm-hmm. like, hey, I need a complete break because I'm working on a project and I need to take a break away from this. And that, I think, is what it gives you, really. Is that kind of what you guys were going with it?
Yeah, absolutely. You totally nailed it. I love the analogy of the stars too, because you'll see that like the first thing we ever built inside of the Mind Gym is it's called like a deep space program. So you're just like sitting there amongst like the stars. And back to, hunter-gatherers, cavemen, They theorize that fire gazing is kind of what made us really human. It's like being around a fire, getting lost in the gaze of a fire, letting your mind wander, letting your brain catch up, being able to share that with other people. But we can't always be doing that. So having this on the job where you can go and take 10 minutes, recenter yourself, let your thoughts catch up to you. It's also where like eureka moments happen. Mm-hmm. The shower moments, like you're in the shower and you're like, I left my keys in the back of the, I remember now. That happens because you gave yourself that time away from all distraction, let your subconscious catch up, do some processing, and you did it thoughtfully. Or at least you distracted yourself a little bit while you're in the shower.
Yeah.
So yeah, similar idea.
So I kind of did a little bit of research. Correct me if I'm wrong, there was a Air Force doctor who also helped kind of develop this?
Yeah. So Dr. Janelle McCauley, she's a PhD, and I think, I don't want to say this incorrectly, but in the human sciences field. So she's a retired Air Force pilot. She flew big planes doing cool things in the Air Force. And while she was active duty, she had discovered that there's a capability gap in her squadron, which is like, okay, we're all prioritizing PT. We're all like training relentlessly, but I have people breaking down mentally and we don't have resources for that. So she went to school, she got her PhD. She realized, okay, there are things that we can do to actually make ourselves psychologically more strong. So then she worked with Pete Carroll from the Seattle Seahawks, which is cool being here. And then Dr. Michael Gervais, and he's a sports psychologist, a very famous one, and put together this curriculum where they were training the stuff in units all over the military, all over the world. Then she found this technology through us being like, please work with us. And luckily she said yes, and we've taken that training and put it inside of the Mind Gym. So some of the training that's in here, you could think of that as like being born out of the minds of Pete Carroll and all the great work that she mm-hmm. did. And then, so she's involved, and then we continue to build stuff with other subject matter experts like Air Force Special Operations Command. Lots of people kind of build this thing.
Well, I think we're probably almost ready to go inside. I think it's been about 10 minutes.
So cool.
So we'll open the door real quick, and I don't know how much further we can go. It gets pretty tight over here, Pete, but Brandon, if you want to come over here so everyone can kind of see what the Mind Gym actually looks like inside.
Sure.
So and I can hand you my mic. Yours, I think, cord was pretty short. So describe why you guys went with like a mirrored inside and a single chair and just a set of headphones.
Yeah, absolutely. So we wanted to build a fully immersive chamber. And the way that we do that is we take space grade Mylar. So these walls are made out of the same Mylar film that you'll find on like satellites. And it's the most reflective material on the planet. So a traditional mirror like we have on the floor here is about 76% light reflective, whereas space grade Mylar is anywhere from like 96 to 98% light reflective, which means that it's gives you like this crazy illusion of you have no idea where it is because it's refracting all the light back at you. And what that does is when you're in here with the door closed and the lights start to dim, all of a sudden you lose sense of the box and it's just lights everywhere infinitely. So that's kind of why we built the big box, as opposed to, okay, let's strap you to another, you know, headset or another computer monitor or TV or something, because we wanted to make it so that it's, like I said, low sensory. This thing can go true dark where you see nothing, can't even see your nose, to then like giving you some interactivity.
So one of the questions, so one of the things that I noticed too, right? And if, and Pete, I don't know if you can actually see it. It only has like these light strips. There's no lights in the middle, but it all has this feeling of like there's lights in the middle of the room and you're kind of looking off into space. But yeah, there are no screens in here. It's just the reflective stuff and these very dim lights. But yet it, it, I mean, I'm wearing white and I would have assumed I would have saw myself in the dark, but I never did. So how do you guys actually accomplish that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we spend a lot of time actually light leaking this whole thing, making sure not a single pinhole of light goes through here, because if it does, you'll eventually see it and it'll kind of drive you crazy. But yeah, it's kind of interesting because I'm glad you brought that up. We have, so we have these little LED strips everywhere. We have little ones actually behind as well. But what it does is like you, when in the dark, you have no depth perception. So it just gives you this illusion of like super infiniteness, which is kind of strange. But yeah, I think it's good for people to, because ultimately, no matter what you do in the mind gym, it gives you like a cognitive restorative effect because you're giving yourself a brain break. So it really doesn't matter what you do. If you want that, you'll find it. And then if you want to do more, like learn something, then that's also available.
So describe the chair too, because honestly, this is the only thing in the room, right, that is not the reflective material. It's the chair. Now you have this box here, I noticed, but everything is connected to this chair.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have a cool chair here. We have an air filtration device on the back so that it keeps the air moving for people. We have headphones, a volume knob. Now, I just wanted to make it as comfortable as possible so that people can really settle into the experience and kind of lose themselves. So we had to pick the best chair we could find, which is this bad boy. And, yeah. And then, I don't know if I have anything else to say about that other than it's a really cool chair.
Yeah, so we're the first, so Washington Army National Guard is the first Army National Guard, but there's some other Air Force units that have had Mind Gym in the past. I think we're the first National Guard base to have them, if I'm not mistaken.
A little mistaken. First, so there's a couple other National Guard bases. So Fairchild, the 141st in Spokane, they have one. Kingsley Field in Klamath Falls, Oregon, they have one. Those are both Air Guard, but then we have no Army at all, and then now we also have Army and Army National Guard here, which is pretty cool. But yeah, these things are all over the place in the Air Force. We have them in everywhere from like Kuwait to Anchorage to Little Rock to Colorado to, you know, East Coast, West Coast. They're kind of spattered everywhere.
So I think one of my kind of last questions, because I don't know, I mean, really, like I said, unless you're actually sitting in here, it's a pretty immersive experience, is you mentioned the website. Where can people go to learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can go to luminalabs.com and you can learn more about us there. You can find us on YouTube, Lumina Mind Gym, Instagram, Lumina Mind Gym, LinkedIn, Lumina Mind Gym. Oh, and I also wanted to tell you, because I just remembered, I lost my thought and then I got it back. I didn't have a session in the Mind Gym today, so my mind's wandering a little more. But you asked, when you're talking about how we get the reflectivity to do its thing without needing like a bunch of screens in here. So are you familiar with what a tesseract is in like a geometric shape? Yes. So a tesseract is a cube within a cube, infinitely. So Carl Sagan had this really big obsession with the tesseract, thinking it was like our access to the fourth dimension. And he had all these like crazy ideas. That's why it's in the movie Interstellar. So a lot of people kind of like equate it to that. So if anything, if you like the movie Interstellar, come try this thing out. So what we built is a tesseract that you can only see from within. And that's why it looks like there's all this other stuff going on, is because you have like this infinite effect of a cube within a cube within a cube forever. And then your brain starts to be like, oh, there's stuff all over the place. And really, it's just this one box.
So this is where my nerdness is going to come in, being a Marvel fan. And yeah. Tom Hayek is going to watch this and laugh, knowing I'm going to say it. Obviously, the Tesseract from the Thor movies, the Infinity Stone, the Mind Stone inside the Tesseract, is that kind of this, right? You're utilizing your mind inside a box.
Yeah, totally. No, I mean, that's why they picked that, like, the Tesseract for the Marvel movie was, like, access to something. And that's why we picked it, too, because it's, like, your access to yourself. It's only you in here. It is what you want it to be. If you don't want it to be anything, then it's not going to be anything. If you're coming here to be 10% better than your buddy because you're competing at something, you can find that. If you want to find it for being less stressed at work, you can find that. If you want to find it to be more connected to your family, your life around you, all these things, you can find it. You just have to look for it, which is kind of the point of the Mind Stone and the whole thing with right. the, yeah, when I saw that movie, I was like, oh, this is such a great opportunity for us.
So I anything else you want to add, Brandon, kind of as we're closing or?
No, but thank you. I really appreciate this. I appreciate everybody here. I can't wait to hear what happens because I always get all the stories and that's what keeps us going at Lumina. We're a really small company. We have about 10 employees. So it's a tiny, mighty team powering all these mind gyms. So we can't wait to hear how this helps people and all the cool stories that come out of it. And yeah, thank you again, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Brandon, and sharing Mind Gym with us. I think it'll be kind of cool for a lot of our folks to learn about. If you like the video, give it a like. If you want to know more, subscribe for future videos. Ask questions, right? Throw them in the comments. We're always happy to share that stuff. If you want to know more about Mind Gym, luminalabs.com?
Yes.
Luminalabs.com. And thanks for joining us, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. This is awesome.